Okay, Rabbi. Okay, we're continuing with Chazar Moshe. Do you have Lamed Hey for me? Shabbat Vav. Okay. So. Okay, so Bez Hashem, hopefully we're going to do Chazor throughout this week, and next week, we should have the Bechina probably sometime next week. Okay? And then we'll have to make a Cheshbon of how many days we have between Pesach and to do more Kiddushin things, and we'll have to discuss that. Okay, so where are we up to? We did question 36 about Mazaki Gel Ishto, right? B'mokum Yovim, B'mokum Tata. Then we did 37 where the woman is the Mumeris, so it's a Zchus for the husband, for her to be Megurosh. And then the question whether they. And the other question is whether the woman is a. The woman, if the man is a mumer, maybe it's also a chus for her to be megurash. And then question 39 is the Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara says that that you could sell somebody's chametz, right? There was somebody in Psachim Yigud Melam Ralef, Maiseh Ba'odim Echot, Shehivkid, Tiskiya Melaya Chametz, Eitzel Yochanan Chalkuka. Nagvu achbarim ve'achamit mevatz beitz v'yotzei u'bol v'nei rebi sharishon omer lo hamtein shniya lo hamtein shlishon omer hamtein revis omer lo hamtein chamishon omer letzei mocha b'shuk. So that was b'feirish ha'gemara and the b'feirish ha'shulchan aruch that you could sell chametz for somebody else midin zachim. So we're going to see in a future packet, you mean, So isn't that a beferish or gemara? Why do you need Rav Yitzchok Chachamim to tell us this chiddush? So I put that in a future packet. The answer to that question. Okay. Then question 40: Tein divrei mekeves hamishna beinyan nishtates ishto. Right. The question: if the woman became a shota and she gets a het to meir rabbanim, but the baal has to be moser a get. So the minig was that the baal appoints a shliach to write a get. So the question is, but how could that work? How can you appoint a shliach to write a get for you if you can't write it for yourself because she's not roy to receive a get? So. So there's some that said that you shouldn't do that, right? Hagon, however, Hagon Agadol called Lisa. Some Rabbanim didn't like this thing of writing because how can you write a shliach? How can you make a shliach for something you can't do yourself? And right now you can't be Megarisher. So, so then he quotes from a Rabbi Gonder of Krotman. He says, "No, don't worry about it. You can write the get. And what's the pshat? How can you write the get? Midin zchiyah." Because even though it's not a good shlichus, but if she eventually gets better, you can mizake the get for the husband to give to the woman, even though his shlichus was no good. So that the Mishnah, the Merkavas HaMishnah says, what are you talking about? Isn't this a violation of Zochin May Adam? In other words, the Mekeves and Mishnah held like the Tzos. This is Zochin May Adam. Yeah, that was question 40. Then question 41. Ten divrei Gemara Benozir legabe mino shlichus. Right? That's the Gemara Nozir, that you can't appoint a shliach if you can't do it yourself. Kol milsa de iyu lomatzi ovid, shliach lomatzi mashvi. And that was Tosis's kasha on Nozir, question 42, is could you say you didn't make the dough yet? And you're telling somebody, I want you to make the dough and then be mafresh for me. So Tosis asks, how could that work? Because you can't be mafresh, the dough doesn't exist yet. So how could you be mafresh? So Tosis says, well, theoretically she can make the dough now, it's biyodo. And then we saw up in question 43 the Chasam Sofer, who also supports this notion. And the Chasam Sofer says that he says the Chachmei Lisa didn't like it, and then you know, again, the question of making, what if the woman is a shota, so now you get a hetem rabbanim, but the hetem rabbanim, you also have to be mashlish a get, right? So you have a get written. So you have a get written. So the question is, but the get, how could the get be written now if the woman is not right to receive a get? So the husband himself can't give the get to the wife. So the Chasam Sofer was of this opinion that it could work within Zchir. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. However, okay, motion of Lamed Hay. Was that Lamed Hay I gave you? Yeah. Okay, now Lamed Vav. But the question is like this: Rav Yitzchak Elchanan has a tshuva where he says that it could be that if you put something in the shlichas mode, you see the whole concept that the Chasam Sofer was saying and the Rav Mikrapman was saying, that if the shlichas is no good, it could still be good midin zchir. And you can be mezakeh get. So that's the first time we have a concept of being mezakeh get for a man. Because usually the Gemara only spoke about mezakeh get for the woman. You could give it to somebody who's not hashliach, and she's mezakeh the get. That the Gemara speaks about. That maybe b'makom ketata, b'makom yavam. But we never saw a mezakeh get for the man, like the case of the Tzfat case, the mezakeh get for the man. So where do you see mezakeh get for the man? So the Chasam Sofer says that in the case where the woman is a shota and he has to get ahead to mei rabbanim and you mashlish to get, so then you have to write a get. But right now she's not right to receive the get, so you mashlish the get, and you mezake it for the man. So eventually, if she gets better, they can give it to him. So, but the husband, what right does this shliach have to give the get? The shlichus wasn't good. It'll work me din schiyah. But Rav Yitzchok Hachanan says, so he, you also have to assume that you say zachin may adam too, because to be zachin get for to divorce a woman, then you're losing your wife. So that's zachin may adam. Okay, Rav Yitzchok Hachanan said, well, you could sell someone's chametz. So you see that there is a concept of zachin may adam. But Rav Yitzchok Hachanan has another point that he says, that he holds that if you make somebody a shliach, then the zchiyah won't work. But once you put in the shlichus track, even though, and it turns out your shlichus track is not good, so we don't say by default they could do it through zchiyah. Zchiyah is if you didn't make it a shlichus track, then you could do zchiyah. But if you already set up a shlichus track, like in the case of the Hashloshes Haget, when the woman was a shota, they said he appointed a shliach, then it doesn't work by default. So he brings a raya, Rav Yitzchok Hachanan, from the Tosfos in Kedushin or Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Mahu sheyasa shliach lekabel gito miyad rabo. Right? The Gemara says, could the Eved appoint a shliach to receive the get? So he says, "Yesh b'farshim d'achikam b'bayli." Mali sheyasha shliach had amar shem loze b'shtari veichem tar shlichus. Sheyasha shliach l'kabel gito. If it's a zchus. So Rav Yitzchok Hachanan says, that so what's the big deal? Even if you can't make a shliach, shouldn't it work with din zchiyah? So So the question is, but Tzchiyah works. Tosfos has an kasha. The Gemara is asking, could you make an Eved? Can Eved make a Shliach to receive his Shtar Shichur? But even if he can't, shouldn't it work with din zchiyah? Tosfos asks. So he says, "Came the yom, when came b'shtar le'achem, the kamer hayin al'fil omer v'sovech came the enom mitam shlichus." He says, "Shem and migra gar l'fishe ba mitam shlichus." Says, In other words, Tosa is saying, if you do Zchia, somebody can be Mezakeh B'Shtar Shechor for the Eved. That's fine. But, so then what's the Shaila? Then Shlichus certainly should work. In other words, once you make up a shlichus thing, maybe that's worse. The migragor hechad shabab b'tar shlichus. So he says, maybe zchiyah only works if you didn't make somebody shliach, but if you put it a shlichus, so that it doesn't work. So that's why he doesn't like this whole rechasam sofa thing, and that if that you made a shliach to give a get to your wife who's a shota when she'll get better, but it can't work between shlichus and rechasam sofa and Rav Mikrachin, they say it'll work between zchiyah, but Rav Yitzchok Chan says no, it doesn't work between zchiyah because zchiyah only works if you didn't appoint a shliach, which is going to be against what others say. But that's and then question 46, Yisod Amili Lo Mimser on the Shliach means that a shliach can appoint a shliach, but if the concept of Amili Lo Mimser on the Shliach means you can't appoint a shliach to appoint a shliach. In other words, you have to make somebody, you can give somebody a shtar to mekadesh your wife, because you're giving him something. But if you're only giving your shliach words, in other words, I'm making you a shliach to appoint someone else as a shliach. So what I give you? I just give you the words that you're able to, I didn't give you a document, I didn't give you a ring, I gave you words. What's the words? That you have a right to appoint a shliach. So that's mili lo mimser. So Bez Hashem, we're going to have more shiurim of that, so you'll understand it in a clear way. But that's the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Vav Amid Beis. Okay. So question number 47. Tein Reis Rabbi Yitzchok Chaim Ben Tosfos Gittin. He said that the shliach is about lo midan min hamidin shchiya. So Tosfos says on page 3. Talmud my kachale mehad the mili lomim to the shliach. When a mayor feel matzah ba'ash b'kosher. Right, so the Gemara says like this. If you look in the Gemara, the cost of a get kosher. Here. So the yeah, the Gemara says, "Amar Yirmiyahu be'arba Shalchu lei mi bei Rav l'shmul yom dein rabbeinu on the shnayim kisvu tenu get l'ishti. He tells the shliach, he tells somebody, to two people, that they should write the get for his wife. And then they tell the sofer, and he writes it. So he says, maybe that's no good, because they didn't write it themselves. They appointed a shliach to write it. And so that's mealy. In other words, you can't, if you're told to write it, then you can't appoint a shliach. Because you can't, there's no shlichus to appoint shlichus. That's called mealy. So the Gemara says, "Yemer bishlam chasav haget usha el yemer ksav yodim." Haikusvu chasav yodim ksav haget kasha. So he says, "My kushele, we had the mili lomim shlo shliach." The Rameir feel matzah ba'ashba kasha. But Rameir says the get, if you find the get in the garbage, it's kosher. So if you find the get in the garbage, it's kosher, because the get doesn't have to written lishma. So then, what's the problem that you don't have a proper get because this guy appointed a shliach and it's mealy and it's no good? So the Gemara says, so Tosas answers, no, because they appointed a shliach. In other words, if you appointed a shliach, you should write the get, and then this guy appoints somebody else. So that's different, because once you appoint somebody as a shliach, then it has to be dafka through the shlichus, and that's Rav Yitzchok Chochanan's other raya. Then you can't just say, even though matzo ba'ashpa is normally good. If you hold the get, doesn't have to be written lishma, only the signatures have to be lishma. But once you appointed a shliach, that's different. Some shluchim lichtov a get, enim yicholim l'tzavos l'acherim lichtov. The guy said, you write the get, and then he appoints someone else, that's no good. Because milam yisrael shliach. Because it's worse than matzo ba'ashma. Because once you set up the shlichas, then it doesn't work with din tzchiyah. So that's against that whole chasam sofer that the shlich is no good, which is a shota now. So it'll work with din tzchiyah. They'll give the get later when she gets better with din tzchiyah. But they were appointed to be shlichim, and if the shlich is no good, then the whole thing is no good. Then we had a very interesting discussion of Yitzchok Chonon from the Dogel Mervava, the Noda Behuda, about Pidyan HaBen. I always get Pidyan HaBen questions. When to do Pidyan HaBen? So it makes a big difference when you know. I told you, my son was born on a Friday, so then we had Pidyan HaBen on a Sunday. So that's the most convenient day of the week to have a Pidyan HaBen, is on a Sunday. But sometimes you get Pidyan HaBen's face like in the winter, on like a Friday, or, you know, like short day, you know, it could be very. So the Kitzer, the Noda Behuda has a discussion about the following. So you have to, Pasha says you put your son on the 31st day. 31st day of his birth is the Pidyan HaBen. And the Ramah says you shouldn't do a shliach, but some disagree with the Ramah. You can do a shliach. You could have shlichas for Pidyan HaBen. So questions like this. What if you appointed the shliach before day 30? You tell the guy, you know, I'm not going to be there. Here's the coins. You be poed to my son. See, really, say you're on a business trip. You don't have to be there with your son to be poed. Because you could be in a different place where, you know, usually the minig is we have the child at the pinyan abed because he's the star of the show, right? You know, but technically speaking, it's an obligation that the father has to give the kohen. The baby can still be wherever, and the father can, but, you know, they want to make a nice show, a nice thing. You know, they put the baby in the silver platter, and the woman, you know, give their jewelry. I remember my son's pinyan abed, there was one woman that couldn't find her jewelry, so she went to the mic and said, "Where's my jewelry?" She found it, whether it, you know, could fall off the tray or something like that. You know, they were all different minhagim. So the question is, could you appoint a shliach? So the Rambam says, don't appoint the shliach. You know, they say Chasam Sofer is famous Chasam Sofer because Machas Bechoros was Ani v'lo shliach, Ani Hashem, you know, Mekesi b'chomla, Ani Hashem v'lo shliach. So Hashem did it without a shliach. Okay. The Dogo Mervava wants to know, what if you appoint the shliach on day 15 to be poda the son on day 31? So would you say that's no good? Maybe it's against the halacha, because since we're on day 15 you can't be poda your son because it's not day 31 yet. So anything milsud lo matzim ovid, shliach lo matzim mashi. So the Dogel Mervava says, "Ulai kevin shafilu b'toch shloshim kevin shebiyad ha'av liten hamos l'kohen v'loma sheyipodoy lacha shloshim mikri matzi ovid." See, maybe it is matzi ovid because the father could do it himself. He just could tell the kohen, "I'm giving you the money now, but hold on to it till day 31." So that's the. So the question is, and then he says another pshat, the Dogo Mervava. In other words, again, the father's going on his business trip, right? He's leaving on day 15. So he says, okay, I'm not going to be at the Pidyon HaBen. Here, he tells this guy, you be my shliach. So the question is, how can he be a shliach? If the father can't do it himself, so he can't make a shliach, right? Called Milsud, you Milsud Ovid, shliach lo matzi mashmi. Right? He can't do it. So what's the answer? You know what the answer is? So maybe Taki can, because you could give it on day 15, he'll hold on to it. But the Dogelbaron says, no, it'll work me to the Tzchia. In the Shliach is no good. But on day 31, the Shliach will give it to the guy, Midin Tzchia. But Rav Yitzchok Chanan says it's against my Yisod. Because Rav Yitzchok Chanan says, so it is. Tzchia can only work if you didn't make somebody a shliach. If you made somebody a shliach, then you use the shliach operation. Then the shliach doesn't work. That's what these components is so. Okay. So that's the. That's the Dogel. So, but the Dogel Mervava doesn't hold from that. So the Dogel Mervava says that no, if shlichus doesn't work, it's because it's too premature shlichus, like by the case of the Shota, or by the case of doing the Pidyon HaBen before day 30, you appoint your shliach. On day 15, I have to go on the business trip, so you be the shliach. I'm appointing today. But the question is, maybe you can't appoint a shliach today on day 15. Because it's because the Pidyon HaBen you can't do yourself today, so you can't appoint a shliach. So Dogma says he'll work within shlichus. He'll work within tzchia. So the Rav Yitzchok Chanan doesn't like this Dogma Mervava, because he proved from Tosis that once you appoint somebody as a shliach, then it doesn't work midin zchiyah. And then question 49 is the famous case of Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin, and that was in World War I, where they told the husbands before they go to war, World War I, they should appoint a shliach and to write a get for their wife. So if they don't, they're lost. So if and we don't know for sure they're dead, they'll give the shliach. So one guy appointed a shliach, and he didn't come back. This guy. And his shliach died. So now we're up the creek, because we don't know if the husband died, he's just gone, missing. And the shliach, he died. So now what Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin's chiddush was, that will allow the Beis Din to mezakeh a get for the husband, just like the Tzfat case. So the chiddush is, Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin, in the Gemara, in Shas, you only find the concept of being mezakeh a get for what? For a woman, the Mokum Kitata, the Mokum Yavam, and even that the Gemara wasn't sure. The Rambam says it's a suffix. That's if they don't have a good marriage, so the husband says, "Yeah, take this get, and you'll mezakeh it for my wife." And it's hal right now. So that's a question whether that's good or not. And the Gemara says it's a suffix. I mean, the Rambam passes it's a suffix. But if the man wasn't mezaveh the get, the man's shlicha was no good. Mezakeh to get for a man is a chiddush. Who says that works? That's, you don't find the shas. So we see, well, the Chasam Sofer said it works, right? Because that's how he explains how shloshes I get. The Chasam Sofer says it works, and the Krautman said it works. So there are people that say there's a concept of zikrei shlichus for the Baal. And that's why that was part of the discussion of the Tzvat case. Because there, they're not being mezakeh to get for the woman, they're mezakeh to get for the man, because the man is the vegetable, right? The man was in the car crash, and he is the vegetable, so he can't the man the shliach. So they'll say, we'll give the get, the bezel will give the get on behalf. We didn't see it. But obviously, they're holding zakim me'adam, okay, so if it's not quite also held, you could say zakim me'adam also. Rav Shachter points out in his articles, or I pointed out, that you can't, if you hold zchiya is lav mitam shlichus, then you can only then you can do have shlichus for das machta. Okay. But that's the very Hagon Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin, the Indian Zechiya Beget. That you can't have Zechiya Beget. See, the case of Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin was also a case where he appointed a shliach, and then the shlichus fell short. So he's also going against, I think, Rav Yitzchak Volchanin's Yisod. Okay. Good. Okay. And then there's Lamed Vav. Okay. Okay, Moshe. Gonna give me Lamed Zayin. And then we're doing well, Rav Osai. So we'll just have to discuss that there's a Gemara in Gittin on Samach Vav and Meral. That's question 50. That who got rid of the Alabei Knishta? There's somebody who came to shul, and he found the Rebbe and his son learning there. And he says, okay, one of you two should write a get for my wife. And then the father of the Rebbe died, and now the question is, could the son be write the get? Because the question is, would you appoint the son a shliach in front of the father? Because maybe it's not covet. Why are you going to say, tell the son to do it if the father's there? So that's the... So Rav Mintzberg, he argued with Rav Eliyahu Kolotzkin. He says, but who cares? The father died, so why don't we let the son give the get? Not midin shlichus, but midin zchia. So you see from there that it's not an automatic thing that just because the shlichus. Because if that would be the case, then. So you see from there that it doesn't work here. Either you say that Rabbi Yitzchok Onan, once you point Shlichus Chiyah, doesn't work. Or you just say that Chiyah doesn't work, never works for a get. Maybe Chiyah never works for a get. Maybe it's not as chus for him to give a get. Which is, because again, never in Shas do we find Chiyah for the husband. But you see clearly from that Gemara, the Gemara wants to say, okay, he appointed the father, so the father died, can now the son be a shliach? Well, who cares? Maybe the son can't be a shliach, but it should work with din zchiyah. So you see that's not the case. Then why is the Gemara saying, could the son give the get also? Was the son considered a shliach? It should be din zchiyah. According to the get, ain't a moment mitzad zchiyah. And he says, because again it's a chov. Again it's a chov. It's not as close for the husband. That's on page 21 of Shayrus Yisrael. Okay, but that's the famous case. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start 51. And we're doing well here. Hopefully by the end of the week we should at least finish all the Kiddushin questions, and then Sunday we'll do the finish the Kibbutz and maybe the Purim. So we should discuss some. Moshe and Jesse should discuss when we should have the Bechina, and then we should maybe see, would we start Pesach right away? Do we have a little Kiddushin time right away? You'll let me know what you think. We'll see how many days we have till Pesach. But I recommend, you know, Chazer as well. You know. Take a look at Dogel Mervava inside. You know, it's an interesting Dogel Mervava. You know, that the Dogel Mervava says that if you appoint the Shliach on day 15, so it's not good midin Shlichus, it still could be good midin Zchiyah. Okay, Rabosai? Okay, good.